When I was around 22 years old, I had a scary encounter while staying at a hotel for a job. Around 2010, I was working for a traveling photography group that took church directory photos. Each photographer drove separately from all over the place. So I was in Harlan, Iowa at the time. I was staying at a hotel along with other photographers who joined me. I believe there were four of us, two guys, a girl, and myself. One morning, I went down to breakfast and was watching TV in the hotel breakfast area. Someone was also down there nearby. A guy. When he looked at me, I said, "Good morning," as I do whenever I go, just to be friendly. He said it back and we just had a polite exchange. Something you would do with a stranger you never thought you would see again. He mentioned he was staying there with his team for a construction job. I go to leave and I say something very casual like, "Well, have a good one, see you later." And he said something like, "Could we hang later?" I didn't think anything of it and just brushed it off like, "Yeah, maybe." I don't remember if it was the same day or not, but as I didn't work until 11 a.m, I decided to go take a nap since I didn't sleep well the night before. We tend to work from like 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. give or take, depending on the size of the church, etc. While laying in my room, I kept receiving phone calls to my room phone. I wasn't used to getting calls like that ever, so I just picked up. I would say hello, but nobody would answer. After a few times, I eventually just took the receiver off and placed it beside the phone so it would stop ringing. When it was time to get up and leave, I left my room and I saw the guy was there in the hall. I waved casually, still not thinking anything of it. He asked where I was going and I said I had to go to work. My friend then showed up, one of the female photographers, and I went with her to her car as I was going to ride with her to the church. I told her about getting strange phone calls and she mentioned that she did as well. Later that night, there was a thunderstorm. My photographer group and I stood by the hotel lobby door watching the lightning. It was thundering and extremely dark. There were chances for tornadoes, so we were keeping tabs with each other. Eventually, I go to my room for the night and I hear a knock on my door. I didn't really want to answer it. However, I did, cracking the door to see who it was. It was the guy. He talked about how I said we could hang out, and I told him I was too tired after working all day long and I needed to sleep. I then shut the door. Now, I can't remember if this was the next morning or still night, but I recall him knocking again, but I wouldn't answer. I pretended to either be out or sleeping. I called my mom and started talking to her. I told her what was happening, and although I was scared, I almost acted like I wasn't when speaking with her. Then suddenly, I had a weird feeling. I whispered to my mom, "Mom, hold on a second. I need to check something." I then tiptoe as quietly over to my room door as possible. I look out the peephole and I see him. I then see him turn his head to my door as if he was listening for something. My heart started to race. I then saw him move to the side. You know how the wall sometimes goes in for the doors, so there's like an indentation in the hallway for each room? Well, he goes to the wall away from the room that juts out. I think he thought he was hiding because he would try to lean his head around the corner of the jut out portion as if he was listening for something. I walked to the furthest side of my room quietly and whispered to my mom about how I'm scared. I called the front desk to complain like my mom suggested. I can't remember if I also texted my friend or called her, but she also complained to the front desk about the various phone calls she received. Eventually, we were given new rooms, and the construction group manager was told by the hotel about one of his guys, and that creepy guy was told to stay away from us. I even told some of the church people about that situation, and they all said if we needed to stay with them, we could. All very nice, but still strangers to me, and I didn't trust anyone at that point. I'm not sure what happened to him, as I didn't see him after that. I was a little jealous of my friend because she ended up with a hot tub in her room, and I didn't, but it was fine. However, after that, I was way more aware and careful with who I talked to and what I said. I'm a 31-year-old female states away from home on a business trip. About an hour ago, around 8:30 p.m. here, I had just gotten back to my room from a work dinner. I heard shuffling in the hallway and peeked out of the peephole. I saw a figure seemingly outside the room to the left of mine, looking outward. They were knocking the lighting and said twice quickly, "Hello? Hello?" Then it sounded like the door opened and closed. I was like, okay, they must have forgotten what room they were in or something and someone let them in. I walk back to the main part of my room and I hear shuffling again. I look out again and see a figure. Can't really make out what the person looks like, but I see them on the other side of my room this time. And again, hear light knocking and, "Hello? Hello?" Now I'm starting to get a weird spidery sense of like, what the hell's going on here? I see the figure leave and think, okay, that was really weird. Then I again start hearing shuffling. I start walking toward the hotel room door and hear a light knock on what sounds to be my room door yet again. And I hear, "Hello? Hello?" And immediately after someone attempts to open my door. Thank God I had the cross latch pulled over, not the deadbolt though. My heart stopped as I stood there and watched the door hit the latch and fall back shut. I called the front desk and informed them that someone had just tried entering my room and I'm not staying with anyone. The front desk attendant just replied back with,
"That's really strange. I don't have any housekeeping up there."
To which I replied, "Okay, well, that's very concerning. Can you please send someone up to check around?" The attendant then replied,
"Well, there's no manager on duty."
To which I asked if I should call the police instead because I was very worried, as I then started to cry a bit. She then replied that I should definitely do what I thought I needed to do. I hung up and cried for a bit, not really sure what to do. I didn't want to ask for another room because I'm too scared to leave now. 10 minutes later, the hotel phone starts ringing. I was honestly feeling really scared to answer, but I did. It was the front desk attendant, and she said the police were going to be coming to my room, and she didn't want me to panic when I heard someone knock on my door. I said okay and hung up. I just sat there and thought, how do I know if this is legit? Whoever tried to access my room had a key. Otherwise, how else would the door have actually opened? A few minutes later, as expected, I heard a knock. I looked out the peephole and saw 2 male officers. I didn't ask to see their IDs, which in hindsight probably would have been the smart thing to do, but I was so shaken up and not really thinking. I opened the door and they asked what was going on. I told them all that I explained above. They said it was good that I had the cross latch pulled over because the door would open if not. I then responded, "It's a hotel. What do you mean? What's the point of the access card then?" And wiggled the handle. We were in the hallway talking with my door open just for context. Then they took a pause and were like, "Oh, it automatically locks?" Again, I'm like, yeah, it's a hotel. So then they had me shut the door and open it with the key to test it. Sure enough, it didn't open without the access card. They then said that it was probably housekeeping. I then responded that the front desk attendant told me there was no housekeeping up there when I called. Plus, it was 8:30 p.m. Why would housekeeping be coming by at that time unless I had requested someone to come by? Plus, I noticed housekeeping had already been done during the day because my trash was emptied and the dirty towel was gone. They immediately told me that they thought it was housekeeping and not to worry, but if anything else happened or I felt unsafe, to call them. They also said that if I wanted to change rooms, they were sure the hotel would accommodate this. I said okay while crying, and they left. Now I'm sitting in my room crying, laying under the covers of my clothes. I'm sure I won't sleep tonight. I'm also too afraid to change rooms because I don't want to leave this room. I have the cross latch pulled over and the deadbolt locked. I mean, I think I'm safe. Am I being paranoid? Was it probably really just housekeeping? Should I be doing something different? Update. I'm home safe and promptly came down with a nasty bug, slowly crawling out of it. I'm really glad that I followed my gut and reacted the way I did to do what I could to stay safe. I was able to speak with the manager the next day when she came in at 11 a.m. Unfortunately, the response from her was really disappointing, just like the night shift front desk clerk and the morning shift front desk clerks when I checked out. Needless to say, I will never stay in this hotel again, and I will be avoiding this large chain as a whole. So, this happened about 7 months ago. I was visiting San Diego for job interviews and staying in my favorite hotel in Sorrento Mesa. For a background, I'm a 40-year-old man and a pretty big guy. I'm 6'1 and a former strip club bouncer. Now, on to the weirdness. On my third night, I was up pretty late after hanging out with some old friends after my interviews. I got back to the hotel around 2 a.m. with some Sonny's donuts. After eating a few, drinking a few more, and watching South Park post-COVID, I decided to have a smoke before going to bed. This made it now around 3 a.m. So I go downstairs, walk out front to the smoking area by the fountain, but there's another couple who are also staying at the hotel already there. I didn't want to impose, so I decided to just walk around the outside parts of the hotel while I smoked. I walked around the pool, the barbecue area, the basketball courts, and then started back for the side door. As I did, a black sedan drove up alongside me and stopped. The window rolled down and a tiny Asian woman asked if I knew how to get out of the parking lot and back to the street. Now from there, when she asked me, this was literally in a straight line about 150 feet in front of her, so I thought she was either drunk or just blind. So I just politely said yes, just keep going straight, and then turn left at the tree. She then asked me if I could get in the car and show her. Now again, I'm a former strip club bouncer, and this woman looked very much like the Walmart alley wonk. There was absolutely no intimidation factor whatsoever, but for some reason, I instantly felt uneasy. Again, it was literally right in front of her. She could see the road. Also, the windows were all tinted far more than they should have been, and I honestly couldn't tell if anyone else was in the car. I used the smoking as an excuse to not get in the car, but she said she didn't mind and gave me a very creepy smile. I politely declined, and again pointed out that the road was literally right there, so I'd just be walking back in 5 seconds anyway. She again asked me if I would get in and show her. This was feeling like a weird kid slash ice cream truck situation. I mean, guys, really, how often do decently good-looking women just drive up and ask you to get in their car at 3 a.m. in a hotel parking lot? I mean, how often does anyone ask a big bearded guy to just hop on in the car under these circumstances? Nothing about this was right. Again, I politely declined as I finished my smoke, and was luckily already standing right at the hotel side door when all of this started, so I just went in. The woman just drove off as she rolled up the window, right exactly to the exit she asked me to show her to. So I told the front desk about it, and they said they'd keep an eye out. But I'm quite sure nothing was ever done or came of it. Just one of those things that really makes me wonder, what the hell did she want me in the car for so badly? A pretty man I'm not, so it had to just be some kind of scam. I just wonder exactly how much danger I was really in. When I first moved to New York City, I thought the hardest part would be finding an apartment. Turns out, that was the easy part. The hard part was learning how to survive here. How to blend in. Move fast, speak up, and not let people take advantage of you. And especially as a young woman. I'm 23 years old and I had started working at the Madison Hotel 3 months ago. It's a medium-sized place tucked in between office buildings and coffee shops in Midtown. Not fancy, but not cheap either. It gets a lot of business travelers, tourists, and sometimes people who look like they have money but don't act like it. My job is at the front desk. I work the morning shift, which means I'm usually up by 5:30 a.m. and on my feet before the sun rises. I wear a navy blazer with a name tag, pull my curly hair into a bun, and try to smile even when I don't feel like it. The job's alright. It's steady and I like meeting people from all over. Most of the guests are nice, some are rude, a few are weird. I learned to handle all of them the same way, politely, professionally, and with just enough distance to protect myself. But I really wasn't ready for William. He walked in on a Tuesday morning. I remember the exact day because it was raining, and he shook water off his umbrella right into the carpet. He wore a long gray coat, black gloves, and carried a brown leather briefcase that looked expensive. He was tall, maybe 6 feet, with silver streaked hair and sharp features, mid-50s, I guessed. "Checking in," he said, setting the briefcase on the counter. My name's William. I found his reservation. 3 nights, king bed, breakfast included. Welcome to the Madison, Mr. William. You're in room 914, I said. Elevators are to your right. He didn't leave right away. You're new here, he said. I blinked. I am. I just started recently. You're doing great, he said, smiling. It's nice to see a friendly face in this city. I thanked him and went back to typing. He finally took his keycard and walked away. That should have been it, but he came back down later that day asking for recommendations. Restaurants, museums, places to escape the noise. I gave him a few suggestions. Again, he lingered. The next morning, he brought me a coffee. I thought you might need this, he said. I was surprised. Guests didn't usually do that. I thanked him, though something about it made me uncomfortable. Still, I didn't want to be rude. Each day after that, he found a reason to come to the desk. Sometimes he asked about the weather. Sometimes he just made small talk. He always tried to turn it personal. You from here? Got a boyfriend? What do you do when you're not behind the desk? I kept my answer short. He didn't take the hint. By the third day, he was waiting in the lobby in the mornings before his meetings. He would be reading a paper, watching people, and watching me. I really like watching people, he once told me. You can learn so much about them just by observing. I smiled tight-lipped. Is that so? Sure, he said, sipping his coffee. I've already learned a lot about you, Jessica. That made my stomach twist. I told my coworker Maria. She wrinkled her nose. That's not normal, she said. Please be careful. When William checked out the fourth day, I breathed easier. He came to the desk, suitcase rolling behind him. I'll be back soon, he said. I hoped he was just being polite. I was wrong. 2 days later, he returned. He wasn't a guest this time. Just walked in and stood at the counter. Hi again, he said. Miss me? I blinked. Can I help you with something? I just wanted to say hello, he said, grinning. I was nearby. Thought I'd stop in. I forced a smile. Sir, I'm working right now. He then leaned in slightly. You don't seem happy to see me, he said. I'm just busy, I told him. He left but came back the next day, then 2 days after that, sometimes to just sit in the lobby. Other times he brought gifts, tea, a notebook, a scarf. I never accepted them, but he'd leave them on the desk and walk away. I stopped being polite. I started avoiding eye contact. He noticed. One afternoon, I caught him waiting outside. I left through the side door, heart pounding. That night, I couldn't sleep. I kept checking the hallway through the peephole in my apartment. It got worse. One Saturday, I saw him on the platform at my train station. He didn't say anything, just stood there at the other end, watching me. I rode 3 extra stops and walked home on a different day. The next day, I had told my manager, David. He was concerned but unsure of what to do. He's not a guest here anymore, he said. We could ask him to leave if he shows up again, but unless he threatens you. He paused. I felt helpless, so I started documenting everything. Dates, times, what he said, where I saw him. I kept the gifts as evidence. The final straw came on a Wednesday afternoon. I was working the desk and William walked in like he owned the place. Jessica, we need to talk, he said. I stood up. No, we don't. You need to leave. He stepped closer. I care about you. I think you feel the same. My hands were shaking. I picked up the phone and dialed NYPD. I then told him, you need to leave now. He stared at me, stunned. Then he laughed. You're overreacting. No, I said loud and clear. I'm not. 2 officers arrived within 10 minutes. William, of course, tried to play it cool, acting like it was all a misunderstanding, but I showed them the log, the notes, the gifts. One officer asked if I wanted to file a report. Yes, I said. They escorted him out. It wasn't dramatic, but it was final. William hasn't come back since. Some nights I still feel nervous walking home. I still glance over my shoulder, but each day I feel a little stronger. Working at the front desk, I've learned how to smile when I don't want to, how to be polite when someone doesn't deserve it, and how to say no when someone crosses the line. Most of all, I've learned that keeping quiet doesn't keep you safe. Next time I'll speak up sooner. It's been about a year since I called the police on William. Sometimes it feels like a lifetime ago. Other times it feels just like last week. I still remember his face, the way he looked at me like I was something he owned. That look still shows up in my dreams. But life is better now. A lot better. After everything that happened, I decided I needed a change. I quit my job at the hotel 3 months after the incident. I couldn't sit behind that front desk anymore. Every time the doors opened, I felt a jolt of fear. I'd scan the lobby for him. For weeks, I kept expecting him to come back. He never did, but the fear stayed with me. Quiet, heavy, sitting in my chest like a stone. I moved apartments too. Nothing fancy, just a small studio in Queens. I like it there. It's quieter and my neighbors are friendly. There's a little grocery store around the corner and a park where I walk in the evenings. It's really peaceful in a way Manhattan never was. I started seeing a therapist after I moved. At first, I didn't really want to go. I didn't think I needed it. But talking to someone really helped. I realized I was still carrying so much fear, anger, and shame. She told me that none of it was my fault. And I think finally I believe her. I now work at a bookstore. It's a small place locally owned with warm lights and shelves that go up to the ceiling. The owner, Dana, is kind and funny, and she treats me like a person, not just an employee. I get to help people find stories they'll love. I get to talk about books, drink tea behind the counter, and feel safe. And I never have to wear a name tag again. Sometimes I think about who I was back then. The girl behind the front desk trying to stay polite, trying to not cause trouble. I really wish I could go back and tell her that it's really okay to speak up. It's okay to protect yourself. That being nice to someone doesn't mean you owe them anything. I still check over my shoulder when I walk home. I keep my phone in my hand. I double lock my door every night. That part of me might never go away. I've accepted that. But I'm not scared all the time now. I'm stronger. I'm more careful, yes. But I'm also more sure of myself. I know what I will and won't allow. I know how to set boundaries. And I know that if anyone ever tries to cross them again, I'll be ready. William took something from me. A sense of ease, maybe. A bit of trust in the world. But he didn't take me. I'm still here. I'm still living. And finally, I feel like I'm in control of my own life again.